All right, this is something that George has been fascinated by and with for a number of weeks now, and you're not the only one up here or listening.
Yeah. Okay, I've had a lot of questions about this via email, via Twitter, via just dude on the street, friends that I run into, and they say, you know, I listen to The Ticket all the time, and I have to ask you something. What does not purple mean?
Not purple?
And what does purple mean? Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. What the heck's going on? Okay, so the story behind this ridiculous drop and what has gone viral from that is when we moved into this new studio more than 2 years ago, we were getting used to all the equipment here and what would, you know, where we would sit and if we wanted to use our laptop for audio, what cable we would use and things like that, how you'd play it from in here, and then the board op would turn it up. Well, we had two cables that looked identical. So Gordo did something pretty smart. He put a label on one of them so we could tell one of them was this color and one of them didn't have a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the label that he happened to put on the cable was purple. And so just as a joke, he would sometimes say, because I a lot of times will play and you will off the gray cable, it has no label on it. And then Gordo will always use the purple one. He'll always tell Jer, okay, this is going to be on purple. And we used to say it off the air, because, I mean, what does that mean to the listener?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Jer started this by coming up with the drop purple or not purple.
And it's Norm.
Yes.
When did Norm say purple on his show, by the way?
I don't know. You know what? I think it was when Norm was maybe doing like a fake cadence, like someone would go to the line of scrimmage like Peyton Manning. He'd say, purple, purple, red, okay. Red. So all this stuff. So you would hear Jer play this one when Gordon would say, okay, I'm going to play this on purple. Jer would go, purple. And then sometimes you or I would have the other one say, okay, we're going to play this on not purple.
Not purple.
Okay. So we just, it was just a joke among us, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just kind of, okay, that's the purple and not purple.
It was a direction to our board operator.
Right.
Helping us with audio. It wasn't meant to be a joke.
It wasn't meant to be a joke, but then Jer, trying to make us laugh, came up with those two drops. Well, then it goes viral within that room, and David Mino steps into the scene. And he starts making all these other colors that Jer also plays. So now these two guys become so obsessed with colors that any color that's mentioned, they will play either purple or any one of these.
Green, not green, blue, not blue, yellow, not yellow, red, not red, white, not white, brown, not brown, black, not black, orange. Not orange.
So, it is funny, but it just goes back to these stupid cables that we have in here, and Gordo just putting a label on one of them, and it happened to be purple, and then it's taken on this life of its own. So, it does make us laugh, and I think it makes the P1 laugh, but we really don't know what we're laughing about.
Right. It's funny because of the emphatic way Norm says not, not purple, not orange.
I know. I guess it's the obvious edit that adds to the humor of it. But I find myself at home, and I think P1's maybe been going through this too, of, you know, if something comes up about, oh, yeah, which one did you want? I wanted the brown one.
Not black! Brown.
Not brown! And I start saying that, and my family goes, what are you talking about? And it's gone viral within me, and I've become fascinated with it. But are we embracing something that's so ridiculous that we don't need to have it as an inside joke?
No, I think that's what The Ticket is all about, embracing something that is ridiculous and that is an inside joke.
And they happen, as Ryan says, very organically.
Yep.
You know, we didn't say, okay, let's start doing color humor, purple, not purple humor.
Right.
It just started, but it is funny, though, isn't it, that how Jer and Mino have just become obsessed with it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I swear, when I listen to Bad Radio or The Hardline or even in our show, I swear it's just those guys just waiting just to play a color. They can't wait if someone brings up, man, the Browns uniforms are really bad, and now they've gone to this all-white uniform or
white, brown.
And then one of those guys being there just waiting to jump on it.
All right, I have a couple of observations. Number one, I think it's funny, but I'm not obsessed like you are. Like, at home, I don't ask for things on purple or not purple or whatever. This feeds into my theory on you and Gordon, and that you're both, I think, a bit mentally ill when it comes to drops on this station. Mm-hmm. All you do is you live in drops, and you think drops, and you talk in drops.
Yes.
And this is another example of how I believe that each of you need an intervention. Mm-hmm. You need to go away to some restful facility in the mountains somewhere for like 3 months to deprogram yourselves from thinking in drops.
But I guarantee you, okay, put me there for 3 months, all right? But the day I leave, I'll think this in my head.
Green, purple, not purple, not blue, yellow, not white.
I still have ridiculous things like that in my head. I don't think you can take them out.
But does it really work without Norm?
Well, that was my second observation.
Yeah.
That Norm, when he came to this station, he brought a lot. He brought respect. He brought sports knowledge. He's a Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Forget to the important stuff.
He's gotten along splendidly with all of us. He takes jokes better than anybody here at the station. He's like our granddad. He's a wonderful coworker.
Is he really a granddad, though?
But his most important contribution is that he is a drop machine.
Yes.
Smoking crack.
There's nobody that gives us better and more drops than Norm.
Right. And I guess that's the element of purple, not purple.
It's that gets voice. Me.
Yes, it's that voice. And it's just like, one that was a Norm one that just went nuts for about a year. In fact, we had that church out at Ticket Stock that said we did Reiner's funeral, and on the front they would have Norm drops, and one of them was the infamous.
And where was the pitch?
It was high.
Right. Okay, Rob.
Oh, I thought this was...
I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. No, 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 never, 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 no, never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt.
Well, you got about 30 drops out of that exchange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the no, 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 never, never was... It still may be the greatest drop ever.
And you guys will disguise your voice. You'll see a drop coming on. Norm either doesn't see it coming on, or he just doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I think both.
He just walks right through it and just doesn't care.
All right, can we get to the really big issue here, though, with purple, not purple?
Okay.
Does it matter? Because we've had this debate, and Trey, I don't know if you can answer this, because you're not as experienced in there as Jer or Mino, but if I plug in the gray cable to my laptop or the purple cable, do they come out in two different spots on your board, or does it even matter?
No, they come out on either mini one or mini two. So, but I usually just pot them all up or pot them all down just in case.
Okay, but does that mean if I use purple?
Right. That's mini one. Purple is
that
mini
is
one.
That is always mini one.
A separate pot.
Purple never comes out on mini two.
No.
Okay. Then we do have
to. So it does matter. Purple and not purple does matter.
Yes.
So, and that's why Gordon did it, because we had trouble at the beginning. Someone would say, hey, I'm going to play something from in here, and both cables look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So he happened to pick purple. And he put it on that, and that's how purple, not purple started.
Purple, not purple.
Here we are 2 years later, and it's everywhere.
When will it not be funny to you?
I don't know, because I carry drops. I mean, no, 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 never is still funny to me. The moron dog is still funny to me.
He plays the shotgun blast at the end of David Moore.
I know. I laugh at it every time.
For years.
I know. I'm like that goldfish. It all looks the same to me. Every time, it's something new every time. I pass around, and hey, that's funny. Even though I saw it and heard the same thing yesterday.
All right, so now the P1s know the origin and the meaning behind purple and not purple.